It's Monday, February 20th. It's about 5:30 p.m. We're at the clock tower in Santa Cruz, California. Do you mind telling me why you're out here tonight?
Because I think that the killing people as a means of teaching other people that it's wrong to kill people is rather counterproductive. Doesn't make any sense.
Who's being killed?
Michael Morales. He killed a young woman. But it's not going to bring her back, and we participate in the killing by killing him. So it's a vicious circle. Gil Bailey describes it as a mimetic vortex, that it just violence just sucks us all in and pulls us down.
Do you think that the state has the right to kill people?
Not in my name, but there's not much I can do about it except stand here and protest. Killing is wrong, and we're one of the third world countries where the death penalty is still in practice. Some of the European countries will not extradite someone to the United States because we have the death penalty. I simply think it's wrong.
Meanwhile, while the state is going to kill somebody tonight, it looks like there's somebody in our community that's hungry and needs to eat. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, right. That's right. What sort of an example are we giving to our children? You know, I have spent 43 years working in the schools in East LA and South Central LA. And what sort of an example does the state give to those children that killing is wrong? I wish we could put an end to it, even if we would enact the moratorium. Hundreds and thousands of people have signed a petition to call for a moratorium. Even if we could call for a moratorium and get some public discussion of this issue, I think it would be useful.
What brought you out here tonight? Like, who organized this? Or are you out here just by yourself?
Oh, the Death Penalty Focus from Santa Cruz.
And how can people get involved with Death Penalty Focused?
On the internet. Speak to Marilyn. They have regular meetings. We live up in the hills, up in the mountains, so we don't often go to the meetings. But when there's a vigil, when there's an execution, we like to be here to make our presence known. I think all we do is really make people think, raise awareness. I mean, many people probably don't even know this is happening tonight. And yet it's happening in our names.
Do you have any books that you would recommend reading?
There's a wonderful book by a man by the name of Gil Bailey called Violence Unveiled. Excellent book. And deals with the whole question of war, peace, violence, all of these issues. Excellent book. It's not easy reading, but it's well worthwhile.
And could you tell us your name, please?
Marie Krejci.
Thanks, Marie.
You're welcome.